This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the downsides to the SEC basically taking over college hoops is I don't get to hear from the good Dr. Sabah as much because the Heels and NC State and all the, you know, it's kind of like a thing of the past. But she's back, and it's good to have her back. Dr. Sabah, how are you?
Hey, buddy, you got me. I'm just now getting in the car from the hotel. I want to make sure you got me because it went on the car. It went on the car Bluetooth. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So, yeah, it's been a kind of a rough season right here, Doc. The Tar Heels suck. We watched them win last night thinking they were going to lose, and doesn't matter. Not going to make the tournament. My daughter's team at Emory, I thought we were getting good, but on the second time around, they're clamping down on her, and she's told to kind of stay in the corner and be a distraction. Well, that ain't her game, so we've been losing. So we'll see how it goes today, senior night. So we got my dog in a tuxedo, and hopefully we'll win. So when we have the party tonight, everybody won't be crying. I don't know, Doc, let me tell you. She's been playing since second grade. This is her last year of eligibility. And I think I'm ready because it's too much heartache when you lose. The losing is so much harder than enjoying the wins. And I probably should be better at enjoying the wins, but it's been rough, you know. And you're right about college ball. But when it's over, it's over. You always say it, appreciate it. So I'm trying to appreciate every moment, you know. And
Let me just tell you this. You're living
your
best life, and there'll be a time that she'll be gone for a week and you won't even hear from her. So embrace this. Enjoy it. Believe me, it's the best time is when they can't drive, don't have a license.
That's
and
right.
They're dependent upon you to get from point A to point B. Yeah, but you're doing
absolutely.
Look, you're living your dream. You're living the dream.
Yeah. I mean, next year, Doc, she actually got picked for the coaching academy or whatever. She's going to go to the Final Four D1, and she got picked to be one of the coaches because next year, on her year two of the Masters, she's going to be a grad assistant, you know, coach on the team. So we'll see where that leads to it. But I'll go ahead and chime in on the football about this Ben Johnson guy.
Yeah.
I have a bold prediction. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you know the MO of the Bears, right? They first got rid of my guy, Trubisky, and then they got rid of the coach. Well, this time they got rid of the coach, and guess what they're going to do now? Give it a year or two. They will get rid of Caleb Williams. I think that Ben Johnson's going to end up trading or cutting Caleb Williams in the next year or two. That's my bold prediction. I don't think it's going to work out between them two.
Well, now in the meantime, again, our focus will be on Burgundy and Gold, but we'll take a look at it. Give baby girl
a
high five for me.
Hampton.
And hang in there, Sabah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, good deal.
All right.
We're going to another canine. Let's go to Bonesy out in Southeast.
Hey, good morning, Doc. Shout out to my main man, Heavy Metal, Chris.
Yeah, he's dominant today.
Shout out to all the canines. Shout out to all the canines. You know, Doc, I done moved on. You know, I'm going to sit back, man, and watch these professionals work. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
Hopefully they bring in some strength and support on that defense, that defensive line and them linebackers, you know. And somehow or another, we find us a diamond in the rough to be on the other end of Terry McLaurin. And then we can get us one of them fascinating running backs, man. You understand? And we start this march towards the goal. Once again,
All right.
I'm back. I'm ready. I'm staying focused. I love y'all guys. Thanks for taking my call and allowing
me to
share my piece.
Good deal. Appreciate that. More comments
Please.
Continue here on the MGM National Listener Line, Overtime, DOC, and Heavy Metal. Let's go to Landover Hills. Mark, welcome home.
Top of the day to you, Doc. Great show as usual. Shout out to Bonesy and Heavy Metal.
My man.
Hey, buddy. Real quick, Doc, I'm glad you brought it up today. As I am in total disagreement with you, like you and I have both talked about before, there's adults in the building. And from the days of J.J. Gibbs, like I was telling Heavy Metal, buddy, let the adults do the work, but I hope they realize that Mr. Beathard and Mr. Casserly, when you were playing, and I think it's still applicable today, is when the draft choices come to try and take the best football player available at that position, Doc.
Yeah, and like I say, my blood pressure will be normal draft day. Why would I be concerned? We've got all the nitwits have been removed from the facility, so go do what you got to do. And when they bring in other people, now they come in, it's like initiation to the Hells Angels. They got that locker room will deal with them.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just waiting on the games to begin. I can't wait to get to preseason because everything else for me right now is just preliminary. Because once you get a guy quarterback, and the biggest thing for me is making sure that Marcus is bought into his role. We got to be solid all the way in that whole room, all three guys. I got to be able to win with all three of them.
That's right,
because
Doc.
Nothing can stop the program. The Lions are my biggest fear. And not the Lions as a team, but their situation.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how it looks on paper. You actually have to execute on game day to get the desired result.
Yep.
So no matter what it looks like, until I see it done, I don't believe it.
Well, Doc, you're correct, because in this day and age, we and I have talked about this before, there's too many people relying on a preconceived notion that they don't know any better than anyone else. And, hey, Doc, I'll get off here because I know you got a lot of callers, but I just want to thank you, Doc, that, hey, man, I'm doing all right, and a big part of that, Doc, is listening to you. And you
hey, I appreciate you, man. You just got a shout-out from Neil in Rockville, so you're really rolling whenever you get him to respond. And that's a beautiful thing. We appreciate that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And a man that's never short on opinion, Little on 4. Welcome home.
Legend. Shout out to Metal. Hey, look, Doc, I was telling Metal, I feel so good about these folks, man. I really look back at it. And the only player during the time of them nitwits was when Jay, only coach I think that stood out, and I appreciate what he did, was when he drafted Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin, that was my man, Jay Gruden. Well, look, Doc, I was telling Metal, I feel so good about this unit. I actually think they're going after DeMarcus Lawrence for on that defensive end and rebirth him. But, man, if they go get Chase Young, can't be mad at him, Doc. You know, Chase Young might flourish under Joe Witt's system. Like you say, these nitwits, they ain't know how to use Chase Young.
Well, you know, here's Chase's deal. I like Chase, but is Chase going to allow – you know how many people have tried to coach Chase? And the only guy that's done it is at Ohio State.
That's something to think about. But you know what?
I mean, Chase got to allow himself to be coached. I'm not on that bandwagon. I got to see it to believe it. Potential is good when you're in high school. You're a grown-ass man with all the talent in the world. Get the job done. Why are we making excuses for a man with all that talent?
I know. That's something to think about, Doc. But look, I want to close this out. I swear, man. Look, I don't mean this in a negative way, but that Dr. Zabar, he sounds just like Ellie Mae Clapper from the Hillbillies, man. Every time I hear her on the phone, I get to laugh. That Dr. Zabar, when she got a voice, I remember Ellie Mae Clapper.
I remember Ellie Mae,
Dr. Zabar sounds just like Ellie Mae Clapper.
Yeah, man. If you wasn't in the Beverly Hillbillies, then you just lying. Appreciate you, DC. Absolutely. Elijah, in the District of Columbia. What's going on?
Man, you got it, Doc, man. Always love the show, man. Just before I get going, man, everybody listening, make sure you're safe out here on these roads, man. I just saw a car on the shoulder lane. Looked like, it wasn't looking too good. So everybody be safe. But so far as the burgundy and gold, man, the organization is ran by adults. And that's the first step. We haven't talked about Jaden's rookie jump as well. We just saying, like, the cat is just where he is going to be. He's going to have his rookie jump as well, which I think is something to keep an eye on, something to think about for the future as they retool this thing. And I just want to know, among the roster, percentage-wise, how many guys do we think we have to add to the roster to create opportunity, and how many guys do we need to add on the roster to sustain that opportunity? Because I think there's players who can do both. There's guys who, maybe a Myles Garrett, who can create some opportunities for a guy who maybe is already on your squad to sustain that opportunity. So I'm trying to figure out, get our guys, who do we have on our team? How many guys do we have that create that opportunity? And how many more guys do we need on both sides of the ball to also create that opportunity? And that'll really give us a good look at our squad. We're really close, Doc. I think we're really close. I think we need to beat up on these Philly defensive backs with a big guy. Maybe if you go T, I like the idea of getting T to help move those possessions. Then you go draft a good receiver to pair with T and Terry. But we know we want Jaden Daniels to end with the ball in his hands, right? So this team is going to have to be built for the ball to end in his hands. So how do we do that on both sides of the ball? Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your call. To me, this is a very simple equation. The leader in the clubhouse is a bully. So he drives a Hummer. He got a double-barrel shotgun in his front seat. So now if you think you got to go get a Lambo to go deal with that, then that's your fault. The target is so clear to me, this is a no-brainer. The Eagles aren't going anywhere. They're standing right in front of you. If you're not built to work the body, you got no chance. So you can do this any way you want to. If you're playing tackle football, you got to build your interior. If you're playing fantasy, then yeah, you got to go get receivers. DC in Alexandria, welcome to overtime.
Doc, great day, great day.
It is.
Indeed. I'm going to touch on the Commanders first, but I also want to touch on college basketball real quick.
Do it.
I would love for us, I already have faith in our talent evaluation, whether it's veterans in the league or the youngins coming in. But the cap situation, everybody talks about how much money we have. We should be able to work it in all the talent that they want to get in the draft. And free agency, we should be able to meld that together and get it done, because I'm looking at the chance, and they got a $50 million player, $30 million player, and then like three or four $20 million players, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't, like, when they start talking about the cap, I want to know who is going to manage that. And I understand Adam is handling both of it, thanks to Heavy Metal for sharing that information.
Yeah.
So he's handling personnel and money. I think that's a lot for him. Hopefully somebody else is helping him. And then the last thing is, Derek Queen, I think that young guy should get more recognition locally as well as nationally, because he's balling.
Let's start at the basics on this.
Okay.
First of all, this is not Adam Peters. This is not his rookie season.
Okay.
This is not his first rodeo.
What?
You made him sound like he's in an entry position. He's a veteran at this. And he's also got a competent staff that he's built around him. This is not that complicated. It's a matter of what's available to you and what course of action you're going to go. I think it's very cut and dry. The King of the Hill is a bully. Now, do you want to fight the bully straight up, or you want to trick the bully? That's the only two options.
Yes,
it's either illusion or force. I choose force. So you got to build your unit up to go force. I don't know how it's going to work out. Because when you went to their place, you threw up all over yourself. I don't know what would have happened. But I like our chances without the three or four turnovers. But I'd be silly to think they forced them. So if a man forces you to turn the ball over, I got to give him credit for forcing the turnovers. You didn't just throw up all over yourself. They forced you to turn the ball over. Like we forced them. We knocked their quarterback out of the game. They don't like you to say it that way, but we knocked his behind out and won a game. But we couldn't do it the second time. To me, this is all about force. We got to create a force. We don't have enough of that. We don't run the ball with force enough. We can't impose our will on anybody with our running game. And we can't stop a legitimate running game. Now, there are others that may know it better than I. But as long as I'm on the microphone, you will never hear me say anything other than that. You fight fire with fire. And so to me, I'm not interested in anything other than a game plan that we can go physically take them on. Mano y mano.
Yes, sir.
That's it. I appreciate the phone call. Got to go to break on that one. The big fella. And I want to say that, don't we always celebrating something in the heavy metal household? Aren't we celebrating a birthday?
Not a birthday. We just had Valentine's and getting a little personal. My anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh,
which
anniversary.
Is President's Day apparently also, but yes.
Oh.
Honestly, Valentine's Day with the two girls too is kind of the bigger one at this point.
Okay, good. No, we want you to pay for it.
Oh, yeah,
we want you to pay for it, because when the first lady gets treated, the babies get treated too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then we want mom thrown in on that as well. So for you, my good friend, it's four treats for every celebration. All right, don't you forget it. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Shout out to the Trojans, women, hoops, knocked off the undefeated Bruins, and Juju Watkins. Whew, man, killer. Killer performance. I love it when a super duper star shows up and shows out in a big game. I mean, it's just, to me, it's amazing. They forced the Bruins into 20 turnovers. I mean, you kidding me? And it was tight, but Juju, you get 38 points, eight blocks. Come on, man. I mean, that's showing up and showing out. I got to give you your props. Hoops, man, hoops galore is starting to come about. SEC on the men's side, balling. We're going to get at high noon. I can't wait to get Scott Jackson in, Mr. Hoops himself, talk a little bit about that. All-Star game, I don't know how many watched it. I know it's one of the few times in my life that I had no incentive to it. I mean, it doesn't move me anymore. I remember it used to be appointment viewing. Now, for me, none of the All-Star games, none of them are other than baseball. And if they don't get back to wearing the uniforms, that they're going to be off my list too. I need everybody back in the original uniform, out.
The game is tonight. The actual All-Star game is tonight. The skill
Canada,
stuff
yeah, the
was
hockey
last
is.
Night.
Yeah. Well, no.
No,
you're right.
NBA All-Stars
All-Star
tonight.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the stars and the three-point, the game and Wimbenyana and my boy, they cheating and trying to.
I saw that.
Absolutely terrible. I can't even believe I said don't even mention it. And then I lied to myself, and I wasn't even going to mention it. Some things don't even deserve to be mentioned. It's like social media. If you mention it, then that means they won. Let's go to Waldorf. Thomas, thanks for being patient. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. We got a lot of content, which makes it good.
Yes, sir. I got a question for you. Let's say we can't get Garrett and he costs us the farm. Seems like in the last decade, Ohio State has been putting out good edge rushers. What do you think about JTT, Washington and Sawyer, and either the defensive tackle, Williams? Just give me your viewpoint on those guys, because it seems like they're going to be there in the draft where we are.
I can't give you anything on them because I only watch them in games.
Right.
And you can't – well, I can't. I don't evaluate people in games. It's not my job. We got really good people over there to scout and do their things. I don't play scout on talk radio. I don't blame others that do. If you listen to them, then you crazy as a road lizard. I don't. But we got people that will evaluate them. And if they evaluate them and they find that it works for them, then good. I just don't think it's fair to you to say something. And I haven't seen them in practice against equals. I mean, most of these powerhouse programs play 4 games a year. The rest of them, they're paying people to beat up on them. So I would need to look at them against equals and then somewhat evaluate. But we got people to do all that. I have no problem trusting our people. We're no longer run by Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We have competent people. Trust them. They'll get it right. But stop following people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're not watching the They don't know what the
hell. I was watching the highlights of those two yesterday,
Highlights. You know, let me tell you something. If I were really serious about it, I want to see their lowlights.
True.
See, I want to see how you function when it ain't going well. We got too many guys on their highlights. And then we got them here, what'd they do? Nothing.
Right.
How many times do you have to be sold, take the bait? How many guys do you have to see come out of Ohio State, Michigan, power program, they get here, and they don't bust a grape? With that. I need me a guy that's going to fight, that's going to beat double teams. I need that kind of guy. He got to be evaluated. I need his work at the Senior Bowl. I need his work up against equals. Now these programs, they play 4 games a year. I can't evaluate that. And that's how many times do we get a sold a bill of goods? I don't care what college they go to. None of that means nothing to me. I want to know what our people that evaluate them, do they pass their evaluation? How many times we going to get sold hoodwink? Oh, the guy went to what difference do it make where he went? I need to know what he's going to do with us. Coached by our people. And when you can prove to me you've got that formula worked out, call me back. But I'm not going to BS you, sir. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Curtin Ashburn, welcome to Overtime.
Hi, always good to talk to you. Doc, it was good to hear you mention this tournament because for those of the uninitiated, and you already recognize this is some spectacular hockey because all the little moves and passes and deeks and so on, everybody's trying to do, these guys execute because they're the best.
Let me tell you something. Now, I don't have a keen eye for puck eye, but I'm a good listener. Koken has been a godsend. I listen and watch Monumental Sports and exhaust him. And again, with Chris, has been the one thing about the big fella, man, he promotes the game of hockey. And it's a game that, if you're really a sports fan, I don't know how you cannot be in love with it. And when you get a chance to see the best players in the world on ice, the puck movement, these dudes are making passes and finishing things that I was blown absolutely away with. The fact that they were fighting, they played down to it. I mean, that was kind of like, it was entertaining, but I wasn't expecting that. It's a skills competition to me when the greatest players in the world are on the ice, and they may not all even be represented there, But seeing puck movement, seeing these guys, you know, as Craig would say, put the biscuit in the basket, it is incredible athleticism, skill, coordination, and violence. And so I'm sick because I just love to see the collisions. But it really is a piece of work. I just encourage people to watch it. Give it a shot. Because if you're a real sports fan and you like violence, and you know, you may be over 50 before the NFL was homogenized, how can you not love it?
I know. I love the Commanders. I love the NFL. But I grew up in Detroit, and in my neighborhood, there were just as many rinks in backyards as there were basketball hoops.
Yeah.
So that's why it's in my blood. And I remember, by the way, shortly after the Super Bowl in 83, that you joined George Michael, and I saw you at the Captain or Cats game.
Yeah.
And, Corey, you were just learning it, but I'm glad to see you're interested in it because, you know, so many people dismiss until they go and see it in person and say, oh, my God, I had no idea. Oh,
it's amazing. It is amazing. No, I really have been. I thank Al Koch, and that's when they were trying to save the Caps back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And to think that we could have lost it. And I appreciate what Monumental Sports does. Their shows, the pregame, if you watch anything they put together, it's first class. All the broadcasters, everybody involved in it, it's a first class operation. Yeah. We have something that from the coach, the general manager, all the way across the board, it's done the right way. And after following this sewage program that we had here and seeing how people lick it up like ice cream, it just pissed me off so much. Why something so poorly operated gets treated like a Keysep diamond, and then a program that's busting his butt and actually winning gets discarded. Yeah. And I said, hell, I'm of a one-man army, but I'm going to definitely not follow the ignorance and follow the same old trend. I'm going to buck it. And stop it. Yeah. And thanks for paying attention. Appreciate that. Got to go to break. We come back. We appreciate it. We just keep it rolling right here on Overtime. Talking a little bit of puck. Can you believe it? Cock-a-doodle-doo. I know he's smiling somewhere. We'll be right back. We're burning it up today on a beautiful day. Cleaning day. A little drizzle. Kind of clean up the air. And there's no pollen out there. What we're trying to do is melt ice. Who we kidding? And get ready for the next one. And the next one. And the next one. Bill, out in Spotsylvania. Welcome to Overtime.
How you doing, Doc? I just had a quick question for you.
Well, sure.
Two real quick ones. Mm-hmm. You always tell it like it is, and I just want to know your opinion. We need players on both sides of the ball. I understand that. I was just wondering what your take was on Luke McCaffrey. Is he not getting separation or opening, or is just Jaden doing Terry most of the time?
Yeah, you know, I'm a Luke guy. I'm in the bag for Luke. Hope Luke sticks and stays. But I have not seen enough of that to clarify it. If you had Terry as an option or Luke, who would you throw to? You going to Scary. So I don't think it's an indictment on Luke, but we're going to find out. It's a great question. I like Luke. But then again, I liked all our receivers. I think those guys stood up. They made themselves worthy. They helped their own interests because they made plays. They had some injuries, and guys kept stepping up. Next man up. Stood up and made plays. I mean, would I like another guy out there as a threat? Well, you know, if you get another guy, let's say whomever you get, if you got Jerry Rice, the quarterback needs protection in order to get the ball to Jerry Rice. So I love it how people keep talking about these wide receivers. But the guy needs time to get it to the wide receiver. So I'm going to always take the big ugly over the wide out. 100 out of 100 times. Appreciate your call, Bill.
Exactly.
Let's go to Mike in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Great. Just want to share a couple observations over the past year. I tell you, when they first made the hire of Dan Quinn, I wasn't a happy camper, right? I didn't approve of it. I felt like we just kind of got stuck with the last girl, at the party type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But since
why
then,
did you
man,
feel that way?
You know, Well, because people, I felt like they wanted Ben Johnson. I feel like they interviewed other people. They never talked about him until like he was the last one on the dance floor, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. We had the most experience. The other guys hadn't been in charge of nothing, but they own laundry. The man that was taking the team to a Super Bowl.
No, I understand that, but I thought the organization. I thought he was not the organization's first choice. That's what what it looked like to me. But but since then, of course, they've done a great job. Management ownership has mended fences that they had nothing to do with tearing down. And when I say that, I mean with Brother LeVar coming back and RG coming back, you know, they mend them fences. From what I understand, you know, I'm not privy to the players' suite up there, but from what I understand, it's a lot of guys who wasn't coming around no more that's coming back now. That's the first observation. And then the second one, me and my buddy, we got season tickets. So we in there, and he like, Lord, there's sure enough a lot of Tennessee fans in here. I say, dog, you ain't, no. You ain't seen nothing, man. When we was some trash messing around with Snyder, I said, now, they here, but they ain't here like they used to be. We're taking it back. We're taking it back, man. We're taking it back. We're getting that home field coming back. So that's just my
All right, well, I hope you're right, my brother. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting it right and taking it right, we're going to hit on time and get it right. So Chris is smiling, and we're paying bills on time. Stay with us. Quick break right here on Overtime. NBA dunk contest, three-point shooting contest. Ionescu and Steph, I missed that. But I like Caitlin Clark still. Go on with your bad self. Tell the boys, come on, play on your court. You want to see him come to the WNBA game. I love that. That was a good move.
You know what I would like to see with the NBA's three-point competition? Now, I don't mind them keeping the way they have for the regular competition, but I would love to see a seven-footers plus three-point competition in the NBA skills competition part of their, you know, weekend.
That could happen.
Yeah, I'd love to see Wimby out there and some, you know, I want to see the best seven-footers dropping threes.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
The game's going to that, so
might as well.
Why not?
It'd be fun.
What do you think about that, Chris, out in Brookville? Would you like to see that? Chris. Wow. Chris is a soldier, too. That's. I hope he's okay. You never know what happens when somebody does not pick up on that. Gives me a second then to ask you about, what's your gut tell you about Kellen Moore as the new Saints head coach? There's something about this.
That job does not seem desirable. I mean, I know there's only
no, it doesn't, but I like
jobs
him.
In the NFL as head coach, but.
Yeah, but I like this guy. I like him. Ever since college, this guy he's impressive. And I just think that there's something about him. I may be wrong. It's going to happen sooner or later. But, I think Kellen Moore showed me a lot more than I thought he had in his toolbox. But that's a lot of money to commit to Derek Carr. But he may not have no other choice. The Saints have one of the worst situations you could ever go into.
They have the ninth overall pick this year. That's the one saving grace going there. I mean, you're probably not getting the top one or two premier quarterback draft out of there, but you can still get a really good player at number nine.
Well, according to the quote experts, it's really not a banner class. You know, and again, these are people judging it before it even happens.
Yeah, I mean,
as to what the outcome will be. Don't forget that some of the same people that thought the young man up in Baltimore shouldn't be a first-round pick. It's okay. Somebody's got to fill these slots. So most of the decisions they make are wrong, but we just keep moving forward. And that's why, you know, some of us just tell you, hey, I don't know, you know, because you just don't know. Shedeur Sanders appears to be what the NFL looks for in pocket quarterbacks. But now the Jalen what Jalen Hurts has done and what J.D. Five is doing looks to me like I want one of those. If I'm shopping, I want a guy that has a little bit of mobility. He doesn't have to be Mike Vick, but I do need a guy that can get out of his own way. And then the nightmare that I just experienced watching Pat Mahomes, who looked defenseless. Now, I'm not saying he's Mike Vick, but he has a way to work his way out of bad jams. How many plays have we seen? 15, 1-5. Weasel his way out of bad opportunities and boom, hit you with a dagger.
Yeah, he looked, as a guy that you're used to seeing with ice in his veins, he looked just unready for the pressure. It was just weird.
I tell you who threw up in their mouth. There are a whole bunch of people in Hollywood that do these commercials that threw up in their mouth. It's one thing to lose a game. That's okay. But to look like he looked, and that's including when the whole Chiefs offense dismantled. And as if they kept trying to force a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, they didn't. They really didn't know how to adjust to what Kelly was
doing. No, and that's what happens when you don't have a sledgehammer. I know people don't like to hear about the running game, and it's boring, and it doesn't fit your fantasy teams. But I'm telling you, for tackle football, I don't know how you can even consider leaving home without one. And who feels worse than the New York Football Giants? I'm not letting them off the hook. If there's a dumb award for the dumbest move in the sport, isn't it slam dunk? Is theirs?
Well, I mean, and keeping their quarterback, Jones. I cannot believe their GM still has his job after keeping Jones on that contract and getting rid of Saquon Barkley. I wish I could be that bad at my job and keep it.
But he's not the only one.
Those are two incredibly terrible moves. They're probably the two worst moves in the last couple of years in the NFL.
Like, look how many guys they've retained here. What's worse than they were doing here? Dude, it's all over the league. It's amazing that even the Giant Nation is not calling for people's heads. Not at all.
You have to talk to AMAC about that one.
Huh?
You have to talk to AMAC about that one.
AMAC don't want to talk about that. I respect AMAC a lot, but he don't want to talk about that. I can't explain it. And I don't even want to dig into it because I hope they stay stuck on stupid. And then, you know, it's just like Dak. What was the dumbest thing you heard all week? And you keep asking yourself, did anybody ask him that? Or did he just volunteer it?
I'm just glad it's the Cowboys that have these problems all the time and not us right now.
The whole point about it was that I wanted to say, well, who's listening? Well, everybody listens because he's a Dallas Cowboy. We keep taking the cheese. We keep feeding it. We always feed the lowest denomination. Why would anybody care what anybody says in Dallas?
Look, all I'm saying is we got one more year on Micah Parsons' contract, and I'm hoping he wants to come back and play for Dan Quinn after that.
Oh, you don't think Jerry's going to handle that?
I don't know what Jerry's doing, man. He seems like he's on another planet sometimes, man. Which, I mean, fine. He's the Cowboys owner / GM, I guess. So, whatever. That would be a
good question for Scott Jackson to ask him about Jerry. I don't even know why, and I shouldn't have even brought it up. Because we would have set a new record had we gone 3 hours. Can you count? I mean, you've done a million shows there. A show that you've done without a mention of the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm sure there have been. I just, you know.
I don't think so. For a team that's not registered anything postseason since they had an afro. I mean, just think about it. Who gets more volume play despite the results? And that's why you have to go borderline genius. Genius on the results.
Did you know, Doc, that Jaden Daniels and Dak Prescott have the same number of playoff wins?
Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
They both got two.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. No, that's easy. But I'll tell you one thing, though. We may be playing with him and mocking him or whatever. How would you like to have Dak's check? How would you like to be in Dak's tax bracket?
I mean, sure, the money, whatever, but I don't know if I
money,
want to be playing,
whatever.
I don't know if I want to be playing on the Cowboys for that kind of money. I'd rather be playing just about anywhere else.
$60 million?
I don't know, man. It'd still be hard to put on that star.
Oh, I think you know.
It'd still be real hard to put on that star.
I think you know, and I think the four women in your life can answer that question for you. Yeah, it's $60 million. They'd be pushing you out the house every day. Say, go get it, baby. Go get them ducats. Absolutely. Speaking of that, let's go so we can get the ducats. Top of the hour, we'll kick it off with Brother Jackson, another one of my tag team partners. He's got all the answers. Hoops, pigskin, you name it. Jackson will have an answer. Stay with us here on Overtime.